You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
We give honor and thanksgiving to our pastor, Pastor Twyman. We are grateful for this opportunity. We know that you don't have to share this pulpit with us, but we appreciate it and we thank you, Pastor. We're always mindful of how blessed we are to have such a wonderful pastor. To my brothers in the pulpit and to all of our deacons and our trustees and our members and visitors, we greet you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we say, as always, it is a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Just one more time. Thank the choir this morning for those hymns of praise and for the songs, particularly leading up to our message today. They were right on time. Because they help us to focus on what the Lord did for us. Be mindful of the blood that he shed for us on Calvary, that we might not ever take it lightly. That we might remember everywhere we go that he died for us. And to make it more personal, he died for me. But thank God he rose again. I want to call your attention briefly to a familiar passage of scripture found in the gospel as recorded by Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. I want to share with you what the Lord has placed on my heart. Something that the Lord has given me a desire and a burden to share with you this morning, and so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be obedient. Reading there from the King James Version, you will find these words. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. I want to share with you also from the New Living Testament, verse 11. There it says, God blesses those who are persecuted because they live for God. For the kingdom of heaven is theirs. I want to talk to you just for a few moments and use for a subject, do it for my sake. Right. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. The Lord says, do it for my sake. This message speaks to our Christian motive, why we do what we do. And every now and then, I have to go over this message with myself, because sometimes on this journey, you get a little tired, you get a little weary. And I'm reminded that I always need to call attention to who I am, whose I am, who I'm working for, so that when I get a little down, I can motivate myself when I think about all that Christ went through for me. About 20 or 30 years after Jesus had gone back to heaven, a Jewish disciple by the name of Matthew was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write a book. The finished product is what we have before us today, which is the Gospel according to Matthew. Nowhere in the four Gospels do we find a single word that Matthew spoke. Yet in his Gospel, he gives us the words and the works of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, the one in whom all the families of the earth would be blessed. He was the one for whom the Jews had waited for thousands of years. They expected him to deliver them from the Roman oppression which they were now under. Matthew wrote of Jesus as the promised Savior, the King of Kings, the Messiah, the Anointed One. He was the one of whom the Old Testament scriptures foretold. Everything in the Old Testament pointed to Jesus. He is the fulfillment of the law in Christ. And he is God's redemptive sacrifice for all those who would put their trust in him. Tragically, though, the Jews did not recognize him when he came, because he was not the kind of king that they were expecting. He didn't come with a lot of fanfare, but he came and he was born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, the son of a carpenter. And he did not come to overthrow Rome, but he came to transform the hearts and the minds of those who believed and trusted in him. To that end, we find Jesus here in this fifth chapter, in this Sermon on the Mount, sharing the King's principles on what true righteousness is all about. Jesus gave this message initially to his disciples, and then they have passed it on to us today. As our Lord ushered in the kingdom of God, he began with a positive emphasis on the righteousness and the type of character and the blessings that it brings to the life of every believer. The Beatitudes describe the attitudes that ought to be in our lives today. He begins by talking about our attitude towards ourselves. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. To be poor in spirit means to be humble and to have the proper estimate of yourself. Secondly, in verses 4-6, we must have the proper attitude about our sins. And blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. As believers, we must mourn over sin and despise it. We must see our sin the way God sees it and seek to treat it the same way that God treats it. Then in verses 7-9, we must have the proper attitude towards the Lord. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We experience God's mercy when we put our trust in Christ. And he in turn gives us a clean heart and peace within. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then finally, in our text this morning, it is important that we have the proper attitude towards the world. Brothers and sisters, is it not always easy to be a dedicated and devout Christian? We are living in times when men try men's souls. The truth is, we live in the midst of a society that is not a friend of God nor of God's people. Whether we like it or not, there is conflict between us and the world, and there always will be. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. The world praises pride, not humility. The world endorses sin and shuns righteousness. The world is at war with God, all while God is seeking to reconcile the world back unto himself and to bring the world back to a right relationship with himself. Jesus anticipated our conflict with the world, and sometimes our conflict even within the church. So to ensure that we would always maintain the proper attitude in our service to him, he encourages these initial disciples and us as well, as we enter into service, to always be mindful of whose we are, of who we are working for, and who we are living for. And when times get difficult, we are to remember that we are always to do whatever it is that we're doing for the Lord, to do it for Christ's sake. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. If you use your spiritual mind this morning, you can hear Jesus saying that when they do these things to you, when they come at you in the wrong way, with the wrong attitude, with the wrong spirit, keep on doing it for my sake. Do it for my sake. Do it because of me. Do it on my behalf. Do it for my purpose. When people talk about you, do it for my sake. And the Bible says, when men shall revile you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake, he doesn't say if men revile you, but he says when men revile you, when men defame you, when men abuse you, when men attack you, when men criticize you, when men dress you up and dress you down, chew you out and spit you out, do it for my sake. Because of me. Do it for my cause. Do it for my sake. Do it for my sake, and I just want to point out a couple of things, and I'm going to take my seat. Do it for my sake, first of all, because he says you're blessed. The Greek word makarios means that you are supremely blessed, incomparably blessed, boundlessly blessed. I heard somebody say, God is good all the time. It's because we're blessed. We're blessed in our homes. We're blessed on our jobs. We're blessed in our worship. And we're blessed everywhere we go because we put our trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. We're blessed, I tell you. We're wonderfully blessed. When I think about how good God is to me, it's easy for me to do it for Christ's sake. Every time I think about how blessed I am, I think about all that he's done for me. I'm blessed today, church. I wonder, is there anybody else here who's blessed this morning? Do it for my sake. And then secondly, the Lord says, do it for my sake, because great is your reward in heaven. Rejoice. Be full of cheer. Be full of joy. Be glad. Because this world is not our home. We got a home somewhere over in glory. And all of us who know the Lord, I tell you that we are bound for heaven. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, for our light affliction is but for a little while. It's just for a moment. But it worketh for us a far more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. And then he says over in Romans, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. One day in heaven, we're going to put on a new body. We're going to shed this old raggedy body, this old broke down body. And we're going to put on a body that has eternal consistency. It won't break down anymore. Won't get sick anymore. Won't be crying out anymore. And when I think about all that God has prepared for those who love him, it's easy for me to do it for Christ's sake. Do it for Christ's sake. Don't do it for goodness sake. Don't do it for Pete's sake. Don't do it for heaven's sake. But do it for Christ's sake. I'm going to take my seat in a minute. But I just wanted to share one more point with you. But we ought to do it for Christ's sake. Because he came down through the volume of the book to give his life as a ransom for many. He shed his robe in glory, came down through 42 generations. He went about doing good. He healed the sick, raised the dead, saved the lost soul like me. He kept on going around giving sight to the blind, giving strength to those who were weak and had no strength. But he, for all the good that he did, he was betrayed one Thursday night, led from judgment hall to judgment hall. They whipped him, spit on him, called him everything but a child of God. They took him out to Golgotha's hill. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. They had put nails in his hands, nails in his feet. He hung his head between his shoulders and he died one day for you and for me. He died for your sins and for mine. All the wrong that I had done, all the wrong that the world had done, God had laid upon his shoulders. The Bible says that he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. When I think about all that he did for me, it's not hard for me to do it for Christ's sake. He died that Friday. They took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed dead all day Friday night, all day Saturday, all night Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. Church, I just come to tell you, when you think about all that God has done for you, it's not hard to do it for Christ's sake. When you get weary sometime, just remember to do it for God, Christ's sake. When people talk about you and call you everything but a child of God, just remember it was Christ who died for you, but rose again. Do it for my sake. Keep on trusting him. Keep on serving him. Keep on believing. Keep on preaching. Keep on teaching. Keep on singing. But when you do it for my sake.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.